The racism that my grandparents experienced, my grandfather was a truck driver. He was the only black person at that point to have ever worked for a company called Dealers Transit. He was a Teamster. But he received a lot of abuse and misuse as a part of it. Small indignities, like people writing the N-word on his locker, to driving through the South and not being able to go into places to eat or spend the night, or having to sleep in his truck, or being arrested for no reason. I believe he was beaten at least once. When you're a kid, you know, they shield you from things, but I was always one of those who had to get up for a glass of water, and really it was about the ear hustle. And one of the few times, I only saw my grandfather cry twice, and one of those times is when he was talking to my grandmother about that. So I know something happened. So we don't bear those type of indignities. But other things, I think it's more sophisticated. And as Father Brown was saying, you know, why are we still having conversations about child labor laws? Why are we still having conversations and voting rights, the protections that we're actually here celebrating today? The recent decisions that the court have made have actually, and will actually in reality, let states make it very difficult for people to vote. I've never had the experience of having to tell somebody how many bubbles are on a wet bar of soap to vote, but people had that experience. I've never had to pay a poll tax. I've never had to guess how many cotton balls were in a jar, but people had those experiences. Today, it may be if I move and I don't have the proper identification, I can't vote. The result is still the same, whether I'm guessing how many soap bubbles or I don't have identification that fits this. Voting should be made easy.